very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
Denial and deception are the themes of our time. Where do you fit in this equation? Are you looking through a clear lens? Are you sure? This is Dane Wigginton with the weekly edition of the Global Alert News Hour for Geoengineering Watch Radio for January 14th, 2017. This commercial free news hour is paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. Too much to cover, not enough time to do it, too critical a moment in time for us to clutter up messages that need to go out with commercials. So, commercial free news hour. This show is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Recordings of this show can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org and at the KQMS archives. The PRN radio network on the East Coast also rebroadcasts this show on Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to call in from anywhere in the U.S., and access any one of the last five radio shows, you can do so at this number, 1-701-719-0991. For those in Shasta County and Redding, another reminder, free DVDs, free information on 9/11 and vaccinations, climate engineering, you can find that at Orchard Nutrition in Redding. Talk to the staff in the vitamin section, and they will direct you to where you can get a free DVD. Please share it with others. We're doing our best to put the word out on critical, critical information. And you can't know what's happening in your world from mainstream media because their job is not to tell you. That's the purpose of this news program, the purpose of what we're trying to put out for that type of informational data through Orchard Nutrition. Legal update on the legal effort to try to expose the ongoing global climate engineering insanity. For the listeners that don't know, over a year ago, legal action was filed in Canada. That action is still ongoing. There's been several attempts by the government in Canada to dismiss that suit, but it's being replied to by the attorneys. There are updates on the Geoengineering Watch legal site on that issue. On the U.S. effort, the 60-day notice of legal filing, which is a minimum, not a deadline, that was filed some months back, and the actual complaint is being crafted now still. There are many hurdles in the U.S. because our government has worked for many decades to try to make sure that their covert programs of climate engineering would be difficult to expose. And they've done this with a number of hurdles that they have put in place, extremely high limits for contaminants in various areas, just like the now radically higher quote-unquote safe limit of radiation that I covered in last week's show. Our legal team is working on the preparation and crafting of numerous FOIAs, Freedom of Information Act requests, that will also be soon issued. I will issue more updates as the legal team allows, but the effort is ongoing, and for all those that have helped to participate and contribute into the legal effort, into the nonprofit fund, the administrators have issued update notices to everyone who has participated in this effort. And I will continue to update as I can with weekly shows, but the effort is ongoing. Moving on, the two most direct threats that we face to our health and the health of our biosphere will always be a priority subject on this broadcast. Those threats are forced vaccinations and climate engineering, two of the most direct threats. I'm not saying the only threats, and we can't think dichotomously. The list of threats we face is so long and so endless we could devote days to just covering that subject. But two of the most direct and immediate, being forced on us without our consent now, vaccinations and climate engineering for some 70 years. More and more indisputable data is surfacing to prove that there are countless dire dangers directly associated with vaccinations. Yet the policy of the police state of forced vaccination continues its crackdown on any that dare to refuse these forced vaccinations. This is the case in California. And now some schools will force any unvaccinated student to attend not just homeschool, but a virtual school. They'll not be allowed any contact with other students or faculty, at least under school supervision. The behavior in the asylum in which we all find ourselves continues to become ever more irrational. If vaccinations were in fact so effective, why would those who have had them worry so much? It's becoming ever more clear and undeniable that there's much more going on in this equation. What's the real reason for the power structure crackdown on any that refuse to be forced vaccinated? Is it really just about profit for the medical industrial complex, or is there a much bigger and much darker agenda? Any who have the courage to truly investigate the frontline facts on vaccinations won't like what they find. And how about the radically worsened weather whiplash? I'll get the headlines in a moment. We have a lot of those to cover. But again, these are two critical, critical issues going on right now that are escalating by the day. On the weather whiplash, it's being further fueled by the global climate engineering insanity. And that's a point I want to make to all the environmentalists out there who want to ram their heads in the sand and pretend climate engineering isn't going on and that the only thing wrong with the climate is simply anthropogenic activity, of which climate engineering is a part, by the way. And that is simply a half-truth. That's a half-truth. Yes, anthropogenic activity has done great damage to the biosphere, unimaginable damage. But how can anyone claim to be a, quote, environmentalist while they ignore intentional climate intervention programs that are wreaking havoc on the biosphere? The epitome of hypocrisy. Greenpeace, Sierra Club, all the rest. Here's an example that occurred a week ago in Northern California, directly related to climate engineering. Snow in Redding fell at 500-foot elevations on Saturday the 6th, again in Redding, California. This snow on the valley floor created lots of headlines that are exactly what the power structure and the climate engineers want. Such headlines fuel exactly the climate change denial, and there's a lot of denial on that side of the fence as well. Those people who choose to believe, because it feels good, that there's nothing wrong with the planet, that it's all a big hoax, because we all hate Al Gore. I've been over this a lot, but it just continues. It continues in the weather whiplash that I'm about to describe. Everybody needs to think about that. The so-called environmentalists who are ignoring climate engineering, and those people who are pretending that these events are somehow natural and prove that the planet is cold when it's not. So we had snow at the valley floor in Redding, 500-foot elevation. And for those in the population, again, that don't want to know about the reality in the first place, there's the big headlines that they can glob onto to try to prove to themselves and make them forget that the record heat we've had all summer long, U.S. warmest summer on record, warmest autumn on record, second warmest year on record, warmest year globally on record. I could go on and on and on. Verify anything I have to say. The data's out there. But here's the big glaring red flag. Snow at the valley floor, somehow from the Pineapple Express that crossed the coastal mountains with some very high elevation mountains without dropping any snow. Somehow it snows at 500 feet on the valley floor. And then for about the next 24 hours, no more snow fell on the surrounding mountains, including the northern Sierras with mountains 11, 12, 13,000 feet high. No snow, only rain. Why did the Pineapple Express drop snow at the Redding Valley floor? And it snowed at my house on the east side of Lake Shasta at 40 plus degrees. Why? Why is it snowing at those temperatures? And how did it get down to those temperatures even at that point? And I know in the valley floor in Redding, it dropped down into the 30s because when you chemically ice nucleate, you create a cold, dense layer of air on the ground. That cold air sits on the ground. It's heavy. Just like the air in your market in the freezer that's open, the cold air sits there because it's dense. And that's what climate engineering and chemical ice nucleation creates. But don't people wonder why it was then raining, not just in Lake Tahoe, but much, much higher elevations, raining? Why did it snow at almost sea level in Redding last Saturday from the Pineapple Express? Because that creates the kind of headlines the climate engineers want, which creates division and confusion in the population. For those people, I don't want to rail just on the environmentalists who are unimaginably hypocritical, and Redding has many of them, and I know some of these people. And their hypocrisy has been incredibly disappointing to me. People who claim to care about the climate, claim to care about the environment, and yet are in absolute total denial in regard to the single greatest environmentally destructive factor of all, climate engineering. Short of nuclear cataclysm, the greatest threat we face, climate engineering. Environmentalists denying that. I want to get to as many headlines as I can. This 55 minutes is not nearly enough to truly cover what needs to be covered, but I'll do my best. When dealing with those that lash out with extreme resistance to any attempts to share unpleasant but critical truths, any of us that have been in the battle to try to sound the alarm for any length of time at all have all run across such people. They do not want to hear the truth, and they want to make sure that you know they don't want to hear it, and they're not going to believe it, because it doesn't feel good. Nobody wants to hear unpleasant truths, but as I've said so many times, the hallmark of a healthy mind, according to clinical psychological study, is an unyielding willingness to face the truth no matter how dire. So if you're not in that category, perhaps you should take a good long look in the mirror. Here's some news. Russians infiltrating everything, we're told. That's what we're told. More lies on top of lies on top of lies. How many lies will the American public buy? On that note, from the former or outgoing president of the United States of hypocrisy, that's what we've become. Astoundingly, Vice President Joe Biden was awarded a Medal of Freedom from Obama, while Biden's son sits on Ukraine's oil governing board. The toppling of Ukraine, like the toppling of so many other countries, is about resources, period. And with the sort of red flags we have, like Biden's son being put on that board there, what was the purpose? To speed up the process of the extraction of these resources. So Ukraine, like so many other countries, was destabilized with puppet governments put in, and including Joe Biden's son. And Joe Biden gets the Medal of Freedom Award. And given, again, by Barack Obama, who won the Nobel Peace Prize. What a glaring red flag of total hypocrisy that is. What a twisted world we live in. And how many are a part of this insanity, whether actively or passively? Because if you're just going along with this and looking the other way, absurdities like Obama getting the Nobel Peace Prize and Joe Biden getting the Medal of Freedom, then you're a part of the problem if you're not doing what you can to help sound the alarm. And if you think you can ignore what's coming, as I've stated in many shows, enjoy that bliss of ignorance for as long as you can, willful ignorance, because it's coming. Let's get to some headlines. Commodities bust crushes incomes and house prices in Western Australia. Collapse is coming. Another headline. This is all from last week, by the way. Italy unemployment unexpectedly deteriorates. Youth unemployment jumps to 39.4%. Not so good there either. Another headline. Euro may not exist in 10 years, French official states. It's much worse than the euro not existing in 10 years. On the current course, mathematically speaking, our planet may be nearly uninhabitable in 10 years. That's how fast the environmental implosion is. So when you see a headline like this, you have to take it into context. It's not really looking at the bigger picture, as none of the economists or none of the people focused on economies do. They're completely oblivious to the fact that when the environment's done, we're done. So even though that headline may seem startling to some, it's really missing the point. Another headline, Walmart is rolling back its workforce as layoffs loom by month's end. When they're laying off at Wally World, you know things are getting rough. And it's coming on all fronts. Another headline, follow up on that one. Why are Walmart and Boeing laying off workers if the U.S. economy is in good shape? Question mark. That is a good question, isn't it? How many buy into the facade, again, because the artificially inflated stock market, completely fictitious with printed Fed fiat money. Most Americans have no idea that their money is printed by private central bankers that have nothing to do with the government. Our government is run by private bankers. And most of the population still oblivious. Another headline, follow up on the Boeing headline. Boeing internal memo sets details of engineer layoffs in 2017. Another sign of a booming economy? Not really. And that's even with Boeing, part of the military-industrial complex. Getting rough all over, it seems. Another headline. Suddenly, home sale agreements are falling apart across the U.S. That's the nature of an economy that's fictitiously built on perpetual expansion that cannot continue. And once it stops, it will start to crumble from every direction. And the printed Fed money has kept it going an astoundingly long time. And the reason that's happened is because we have a population that doesn't want the truth in the first place. But again, home sale agreements falling apart across the U.S. Another headline, Hawaiian pension fund shortfall hits $12 billion. Wait until the stock market values become real. There won't be a pension on the planet that's solvent. Not one. It's coming. Another headline, 2017, the year when the world economy starts coming apart. World economy is coming apart. It's simply being hidden with smoke, mirrors, lies, and propaganda. Another headline, U.S. admits Israel is building permanent apartheid regime only weeks after the U.S. gave Israel $38 billion. Does anybody question why so much money goes there? Does anybody question that? That's the only country to not sign the non-proliferation agreement for nuclear weapons. It's felt Israel has from 200 to 400 nuclear weapons, but nobody talks about that. Nobody. All we hear is what Iran's done. Nobody talks about Pakistan having nuclear weapons that we gave to Pakistan. Should we feel safer that Pakistan has nuclear weapons? American population doesn't really know much about what's going on in the planet, and that's why we're headed into a very, very dark place right now, environmentally, geopolitically. The American population needs to wake up and learn what's happening around them. Another headline, soldier suicide statistics in Israel. Quote, more Israeli fighters kill themselves than die in battle. Why do you suppose that is? Because many Israeli soldiers are waking up to the fact that what their government is doing is wrong. A lot of great Israeli people that realize this is wrong. I saw an interview with an Israeli pilot that was very moving. He refused to participate in the bombing of innocent civilians that are trapped in an apartheid nation in Palestine. And what an honorable Israeli pilot that was. And he's not alone. He and other pilots have been locked up because they refused to participate in this insanity. So what a very sad statistic that we have more Israeli fighters killing themselves than die in battle. But thankfully, we have many in the Israeli population waking up to what their nation is committing, and we need Americans to wake up to the same and not just to follow the blind power structure programmed narrative. Another headline, biggest shipment of U.S. armaments since the end of the Cold War arrives in Germany ahead of NATO exercises. Back to the military-industrial complex. That's what's fueling the empire forward at this point, and they are not about to let that go, not about to let it die, and I see no signs of that going away with any new administration either. I hope I'm wrong. Another headline on that note, Trump, Russia memo as fake as play money. You can buy it a toy store, former CIA analyst says. That's encouraging. That's the kind of courage we need from the alphabet agencies to speak out about the lies being put out by our government that's increasingly desperate. And in regard to Russia, I certainly grant that it seems Trump is not heading toward World War III, and I hope that's the case. But other appointments are not very encouraging yet. I hope I'm wrong about that. When I see people like John Bolton being considered for certain posts and Rudy Giuliani at certain points, that's alarming. And some of the rhetoric from some of the military appointees that are being put into place, we'll have to let time tell. But right now, I'm very skeptical of where we're headed. Another headline, U.S. imposes new sanctions on Russia. No surprise, we've seen this before. Do we all remember the Saddam Hussein fiasco not very long ago? I'll get to more details on that in a moment. Pentagon vows more war games to, quote, deter Russia. I've been over this week after week. To deter Russia. So we're putting missiles on their borders, and somehow they're the aggressor. And how long, if you're an American patriot, you consider yourself that and you're listening to this program, How long would you stand for Russia putting their missiles on the Canadian and Mexican borders? How long would you take that? And yet, we expect them to take that. Not just Russia, but other countries. I'll get to that in a moment as well. Another headline. Kremlin says U.S. military buildup in Poland, a national security threat, along the same lines as what I just stated. Another headline. Senior Russian diplomat found dead in Athens apartment, say Greek police. Another coincidence? They seem to be dying all over. Same happened in Turkey, as we just remember a Russian diplomat died there. How many people have taken the time to watch Pentagon spokesman John Kirby practice his lying at press conferences? And truly, it's a sight that has to be seen to be believed. Last week, John Kirby looked like a deer in the headlights as he tried to explain to reporters that we should all forget the fact that Saddam Hussein's WMD story was completely false intelligence that was used by the Pentagon to expand wars of aggression in the Middle East. And Kirby, in incredibly guilty-looking fashion, tried to convince the reporters that we should all forget those lies, that those lies no longer mattered. And what Kirby wanted reporters to focus on was the newest, latest allegations against Russia, that somehow it was different now. And that all the lies going back that I've covered show after show to Vietnam, 60,000 of our sons and daughters dying, and all the other countries invaded along the way that for similar type, quote, intelligence reports with no verification at all. How long will the American people continue to just go along? And unfortunately, it's because too many people, they're not willing to let go of their own personal party. And when it comes right down to it, and I know people like this, they don't care what has to happen, as long as it keeps their own personal party going. And that's a really, really sad state of humanity, if that's where we're at. People no longer care about right and wrong. They only care about their own personal situation. If that's where we're at, we are certainly doomed. And that's where we're at for the moment. Another headline, U.S. Intel report, risk of conflicts between nations will increase over the next 5 years to levels not seen since the Cold War. That's now. It's not off on the horizon. It's happening now. Americans, again, oblivious to this because it's always off somewhere else. It's not something they have to deal with. When they look at images of refugees in bombed out cities that our country's participated in, actively fueled and fomented. And I'm even talking about ISIS, as I've spoken about week after week after week. The photographs of John McCain standing with ISIS leaders, the fact that ISIS forces are allowed to maneuver without being bombed by a very capable U.S. military. Why is that? Why are they allowed to leave Iraq and end up in Syria, given safe passage, if you will, by our own military? Why are our military brothers and sisters allowing this? Why are our military brothers and sisters participating in the ongoing climate engineering assault of their own population? That's sickening people all over the world. I'll get to some headlines on that in a moment. We now have the similar circumstances to thunderstorm asthma that happened in Australia happening all over the globe. We're all getting sicker by the day. And as the biosphere goes, so will our future. I already outlined the incredibly anomalous weather situation in Northern California from chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. And for those who don't know what that is, who haven't heard lots of past shows, chemical process, aircraft distributed materials, dispersed materials over storms and cloud formations that can chemically nucleate moisture into frozen precipitation. The patents exist for this. Other governments have openly done it. I've spoken again and again about the Chinese government doing it. And this is how we have these radical, radical weather whiplash scenarios happening. Creates a cold, dense layer of air that settles to the ground. So last week, we had temperatures in the 70s in Dallas, while it was 30 degrees, a stone throw away in Oklahoma City. And as the climate engineers continue to ramp up their programs, the unimaginable pressure they are putting on an already broken climate system will only increase. And that climate system is already unraveling by the day. So now we have Winter Storm Jupiter happening now. And here's a headline from that. Winter Storm Jupiter, expansive multi-day damaging ice storm underway in the plains and Midwest. And meteorologists know that the climate is being engineered. They know not to bite the hand that feeds them, the corporate power structure that runs our government. They're all lying, and this fact will be known soon. As the walls start to collapse around us all, there'll be no hiding it. So with, quote, winter storm Jupiter, and again, these theatrically named storms, that creates maximum PR for the climate engineers. How can you have warm moisture yet again flowing up from the south, from the Gulf of California and the Gulf of Mexico, flowing across very warm, record warm southern U.S., some temperatures pushing 80, and suddenly it turns into ice? How does that happen? And you have the paid liars at the Weather Channel trying to explain this away, putting great amount of time and effort and energy into explaining away why there's so many ice storms and how you can have such a radical change in conditions in such a short period, from thunderstorms, tornadoes, and near 80 degree weather to ice storms. Chemical nucleation is about the only way they're cooling things off. I want to read a couple comments from the comment section at geoengineeringwatch.org from recent articles I've posted about the chemical ice nucleation. This is from Paul. Paul says, just to add another weather report to the list, here in Oklahoma City, which I just mentioned, Sunday morning it was -3, which tied a record from 1912, and then tomorrow, this is last Wednesday, the forecast was for 74 degrees, which could equal another record, only this time a high record, from the early 1900s. We left normal a long time ago. People are noticing this on the ground. This is directly from a commenter in Oklahoma City. Second comment, Dan from Idaho said this, my God, does anyone see the sun anymore? Where I live, it has been storm after storm. You name it, we get it. Last week, we received almost 2 feet of snow with high winds that shut down every road in 5 counties. And then it turned very cold, -15 with wind chills at -35. Then the very next day, it warmed up to 40. And rained an inch. You can imagine the mess here. Now the forecast is for freezing fog and no sunshine. I've had enough of this crap. When we expose these bastards, i.e. the climate engineers, let there be no mercy. That's what people feel on the ground. No, they're not seeing any sun. They're seeing radical weather whiplash, chemical cool downs, and solar radiation management to block the sun. That's the point. That's the purpose. And I challenge anyone listening to this show, those who are on the live broadcast throughout Northern California, the East Coast, just simply search these terms. Search solar radiation management. Search climate engineering, climate intervention. You'll find every science institution on the planet discussing this issue, but none admitting that it's been happening for a very, very long time already. And I want to state this. Why would we believe that governments around the globe and militaries around the globe would ask our permission to do this? How incredibly naive is that? When you see people make such a statement, they make it to me, our government wouldn't do that without asking us. What planet do these people live on? What reality do they live in? Our government doesn't ask permission for anything like this. And this is a real paradox. How many people do we know who certainly believe that weather modification is real? They have no trouble believing that a single-engine Cessna can fly around with some flares on the wing and alter the weather. But somehow the notion that our military, with resources thousands of times greater, unimaginably greater, somehow these same people that believe in weather modification can't believe or refuse to believe that militaries and governments around the globe would engage in this because they know the climate's imploding. And they know they can't hang on to their power unless they try to keep business as usual as long as possible. So that's where the disconnect occurs. If we simply start to think logically and stop following the power structure narrative that only the opinion of a power structure credentialed expert matters, that we're to ignore our sense of reason, ignore our sense of logic, and pay attention only to a power structure credentialed expert paid by the power structure, paid by the power structure media to say what they want that expert to say. We have to get out of that world immediately because life around the globe is dying. And on that note, I want to read a few headlines from only this year, only since January 1st. Ocean life is washing up dead all over the world. In fact, in freshwater bodies as well. The power structure owned and controlled corporate media doesn't say a word. Most Americans don't want to know either. So the headlines I'm about to read is from a site called Mass Animal Deaths 2017. There's also Mass Animal Deaths 2016, Mass Animal Deaths 2015. It's from a site called End Times Prophecy, and I'm not a part of that group, but they post a very thorough website. This is only from the 1st of January. Mass fish kill found washed up in New South Wales, Australia. Another headline, mass thousands of animal deaths and cattle due to wildfires in Argentina. Another headline, tens of thousands of fish die in farms, Malaysia. Another one, fish die in lake due in Italy, excuse me. Another headline, hundreds of lobsters and starfish and crabs found washed ashore in Newfoundland, Canada. Another headline, fish dying in another lake in Italy. Another headline, thousands of dead fish and dead birds found in Italy. Another, that's three or four there. Another one, thousands of fish die in Indonesia. Another headline, hundreds of thousands of ducks to be culled due to avian flu across France. We don't see much about that anymore here, do we? Another one, 350,000 birds to be killed due to avian flu in Chile. Another headline, 20,000 chickens to be killed due to avian flu in Taiwan. We don't hear about any of this in the U.S. And this is only since January 1st. Keep that in mind. This is day after day after day. Another headline, large number of dead seabirds found in the Bay of Gibraltar, Spain. Another headline, hundreds of dead fish found in Australia, lake in Australia. Another headline, dozens of birds fall dead from the sky in Pennsylvania. We don't hear about that, and that's happened a number of times as well. In some cases, thousands of birds fall dead from the sky. Does anybody question that? And the ridiculous excuses we've been given for that type of scenario, that it was just fireworks or something, we've heard some ridiculous things. Americans want, for the most part, to be told anything, no matter how ridiculous, to set them at ease so they can go back about their life. This is absolutely, unfortunately, the truth. There's a number of other headlines here, too. I'll read a couple more, and then I want to quit. Dozens of dead turtles washing up on beaches in India. Humpback whales. Five humpback whales have washed ashore in recent weeks in Hawaii. It goes on and on and on. You can't imagine this list if you look at it. And so many times I've heard from those compelled to defend their denial out of fear that such facts and figures are all just, quote, normal. That this has always been going on. We just never heard about it. Really? Is that why species extinction rate today is statistically 15,000 times the background rate, which equates statistically to 1.5 million percent of the, quote, normal background rates? Does that sound normal to anyone? An unfolding global omnicide scenario is not coming. It's here and accelerating by the day. The power structure and the geoengineers continue to do all they can to hide the collapsing climate system from the masses until the last possible moment. The majority of the public still, unfortunately, is all too willing to be lied to about that fact. And it sounds like some of these stories are similar from week to week, and indeed they are, because they keep replaying themselves. The chemically engineered snowstorms keep replaying themselves. And how radical do the weather anomalies have to be before people understand things are very, very wrong? How can you throw a rock from 80-degree weather to ice storms? And that's about what we have happening in the U.S. And the weather whiplash that people are experiencing, and they tell themselves it's just normal or it's all happened before, which is not true. And they're repeating that because that's what the quote-unquote experts tell them. It's all normal. Go back to sleep. What did George Bush say after 9/11? Go back to shopping. Just go on about your life of consumption and everything will be fine. It's not the case. In regard to climate engineering, as I've stated again and again, it's getting harder and harder to hide. Here's a headline from last week. From the New York Times. White House urges research on geoengineering to combat global warming. They're having to talk about it some now, but not admitting to this giant elephant in the room. And we're back to the same scenario. Are we to believe, when we have the top U.S. military brass stating for a very long time that the greatest threat to U.S. national security is this disintegrating climate? Are we really to believe that they will wait for us to give them permission to do this? That is an extremely dangerous notion. Short statement from this New York Times report, quote, a White House roadmap for federally funded climate research has for the first time recommended research into geoengineering, the concept of intervening in nature to slow or reverse global warming. Climate engineering has never been claimed to reverse global warming. It only hides it, just like a pharmaceutical treatment for the human body that hides the problem. Very toxically and damagingly, in the case of climate engineering, the chemically nucleated cooldowns that I've been going over and over again and again. And the next headline relates to why the governments around the globe have covertly done this. And when we have missing, people ask, how could all this be paid for? I hear that a lot as well. People that don't understand what I said earlier about the central bankers that print the money, that run governments, that then run militaries. So we have private bankers that literally own countries. That's what we have. But those people always talk about how could they pay for this, because they don't understand the monetary system to begin with. And they haven't researched the fact that the Pentagon, since the late 90s, can't account for $8.5 trillion, trillion with a T, and that's just what we know about. Please research what I'm saying. You'll find data to back up everything I'm saying. So those who print the money can pay for whatever they want. Now we have another headline that relates to why governments really can't afford to have the population ever find out about this. It will overturn everything. Here's the headline: climate engineering and the need for global governance. How obvious would that be? That if you're engineering in the sky, that has cross-border ramifications for everyone. And they know that this could never be managed. Never. There would be chaos. People would be in the streets with their pitchforks and torches. In fact, I would argue they will be in the streets with their pitchforks and torches as soon as they find out this has been done to them. Without our knowledge or our consent, we have absolutely insane individuals in militaries and in governments around the globe, most especially including our own, that have decided for us to play God with the weather, with highly toxic materials, which are building up in all of us, doing irreparable damage, already done. And I'll get to that in a few moments, the respiratory mortality that's occurring all around the globe, being attributed to everything under the sun except the aircraft spraying tens of millions of tons of materials into our skies annually. Tens of millions of tons annually. I want to get to a little off-note headline here. What happens when the biosphere implodes and there isn't a whole lot left to eat anymore? For example, from the oceans. Here's a headline just to put this into context. This is from last week. Japanese sushi king buys single fish for $636,000. From that report, Japan's self-styled tuna king has done it again, paying more than $600,000 for a single fish, a tuna. From that report, he paid a record $1.8 million for a bluefin, a single fish, threatened species, at a New Year auction in 2013. $1.8 million for a single fish. Granted, the Japanese feel this is somehow sacred, this giant fish that there's so few of left in the world, and they're full of mercury and all sorts of other toxins, but that's okay because it's for them, they feel it's a sacred species, and why would you want to eat something sacred anyway? Wouldn't you want to let it live in the ocean a little longer? But that's not the human mentality, is it? We have now a concerted effort to hunt down and kill anything that's left, from whales to tuna to anything else. And it's not just the Japanese. It's countries around the globe. But when there's not much left to eat, it starts to get very expensive. And we've just begun to see how bad that's going to get, because the powers that be have tried to shelter the American population from the impacts of shrinking global resources for as long as they can, because they don't want the U.S. population to wake up before they're ready for that to happen. How's the environment doing around the world, and what impacts are climate engineering, climate intervention programs having on the rest of the world? Here's a headline. Tanzanian farmers face 12 years in prison for selling seeds, as they've done for generations. Let's plug Monsanto back into this equation with their genetically modified seeds, drought-resistant seeds, aluminum-resistant seeds, UV-resistant seeds, as geoengineering destroys the ozone layer, as aluminum is loading soils. We know this from testing in Northern California. We know this. We've done tests that I've talked about again and again and again. Precipitation test. Precipitation is full of aluminum. That aluminum is now loading the soils. Bioavailable aluminum is changing soil pHs. And if you're one of those who buys into the disinformation people who say aluminum's common in the environment, so therefore we should see it in everything, that's not true. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have aquatic insect life. We wouldn't have terrestrial insects. We wouldn't have aluminum floating down through our rain. Just because aluminum is abundant in the environment, it doesn't exist in the environment in free form. The disinformation people never tell you that. And it certainly shouldn't be coming down in our rain and in our air column where we're breathing it. That's complete nonsense. So yes, it exists in a form that's locked up into other elements in the strata, but it doesn't exist in bioavailable form naturally in the environment, period. Free form doesn't exist in free form in the environment. Consider that. So, on to more headlines. We have the Tanzanian farmers again. If they try to trade seeds and don't comply with the seed company monopolies like Monsanto, they go to jail. Another headline. With water short, Zimbabwe's farmers turn to capturing rain. Why is water short on a warming world where it must rain more? Because climate engineering. Climate engineers are trying to reduce atmospheric relative humidity in their short-sighted effort to hide the warming planet. So we have protracted drought all over the world. Yes, we have deluge as well. Please don't think dichotomously. It's not all this or all that. But quite simply, we have much more protracted drought on a world that's warming. And that's impossible based on the laws of physics, unless you have an element like climate engineering that's not being reported that thwarts evaporation. Another headline. Booming lentil prices are back after Canadian harvest washout. There's the deluge. Climate intervention programs disrupts the entire hydrological cycle, creating drought and deluge. So we have crops crashing all over the globe. And American population, largely because they're oblivious to this, because the shelves in Costco and Walmart are still full for the moment. But wait till that starts to change and see how fast the panic sets in. And the power structure is trying to keep that panic from setting into the population for as long as possible for obvious reasons. Another headline. Weakened by drought, trees are falling in rainy California. Much more to that story. Again, more lies by the so-called experts that it's only the quote-unquote drought that's causing the trees to be weakened and falling, and that's not true. I've lost the most trees and the largest, formerly healthiest trees on my forested land that were by the streams in the riparian areas where they never ran out of water. But they also got the most toxins because the toxic rain that's falling is going down the hillsides, accumulating in these areas, and that's where my trees died first. The biggest, nicest trees, and now areas that were totally canopied in forest are stone dead. Stone dead. And the root systems are weakened by this bioavailable aluminum in the rain. We have peer-reviewed study to prove this. It affects the root systems. The organisms sense this. They stop nutrient uptake, and they start to die a slow death. We also have the massively intense UV radiation killing the trees from above. So when we have the quote-unquote experts telling us the trees are all falling over everywhere simply because of the drought, that's another lie. That's another lie. When an AIDS victim dies of a particular infection, is that really what killed them, or is it the fact that they had AIDS to begin with and they had no immune system? There's much more to the story here. And the same is true. We see people in mainstream medicine treating all sorts of things in a very symptom-like manner, not getting to the core, ever. Same thing true in the environment. Another headline. Louisiana faces faster levels of sea level rise than any other land on Earth. Something that people need to understand. Sea level rise is not uniform. And it's not just the land sinking everywhere. Stop and think about this. We've had people state this, that seas aren't rising, the land is just sinking everywhere. How can anyone rationally believe that? Subsidence is a very rare circumstance. What we have is melting ice all over the globe, running into the ocean. How can the ocean not rise? And you have thermal expansion in the oceans. As the oceans heat, that also raises sea levels. And the oceans are superheating. Simply exercise your sense of logic and look at the frontline facts and film footage. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe anybody. But you should look at frontline film footage and understand that when you have melting ice deposits all over the globe that run into the ocean has to raise, doesn't it? final headline, 20 inches of rain, 12 feet of snow, finally end 5-year drought in California. Let's weave this back into the trees, and that's another headline designed to put the population back to sleep. End 5-year drought. It's not a 5-year drought, by the way. It's about a 10-year drought. Since 2017 in California, where I live, we're about 250 inches of rain short. And I've heard from so many people that the only reason for a drought is because they're letting too much water out of the dams. That's not true. It's not true. How can you be 250 inches of rain short and not have some dams that are a little bit low? 250 inches where I live. We normally get 70 inches a year. And until this year, where it looks like we might get back up to 70 inches, we've been down about 40 inches. Some years, much lower still. A fraction of our rain. And now, this headline tries to imply that, one, we only had 5 years of drought. Not true. And two, that somehow the drought's over so we can all go back to sleep. Is that going to bring the dead forests back? The burnt forests? Are they coming back? No. And what this headline doesn't mention either is, oh, by the way, that rain's toxic. It's highly toxic. Destroying root systems, as I just mentioned. So, yes, we got some rain. Not nearly the deluge that they expressed. I haven't had my driveway wash out for many, many months. The rain is always in a very steady, measured fashion. I know there's exceptions to that. There's always exceptions. You can't completely consistently engineer the climate around the globe. When you hamper the hydrological cycle, you're going to have a lot of water wad up in certain places and come down in absolute deluges. But overall, with radio frequency transmissions and an atmosphere that's loaded with particulates, the rainfall can be very regulated. That's a scientific fact. You put too many particulates in the atmosphere and it dictates the droplet size. And the radio frequencies can dictate the consistency of that over wide regions. So, yes, we got some rain, but hardly the cataclysmic drought-ending scenario that's painted by this headline. I've reported about the epidemics of respiratory ailments that packed Australian emergency rooms again during recent rain events. The authorities branded this the, quote, thunderstorm asthma. A recent incident in Australia, as I mentioned in earlier shows, sent some 10,000 people to emergency rooms in a single storm event. Here's a headline from Britain, because it's not just the trees that are dying. It's us. We are frogs in boiling water in a very real sense. Our air column is highly contaminated. This is, for those that don't understand why I focus on the climate engineering issue so much, because it's so at the core of everything we face, the geopolitical issues, the quest for resources in other countries. It takes a tremendous amount of resources to keep the aircraft in the air that are dispersing all these materials. And this is a weapon of war. Weather warfare is very real, very historically documented. And this is simply the most prized weapon for those in power, because they can subdue populations, they can win battles without those populations, or in some cases those countries, even knowing they were at war. Do the American people know that they're at war with their own country? And it's also imperative to remember, for those who have chosen to believe that climate engineering is just about this sort of controlling of populations, that's also not true. The damage to the climate and the biosphere is very, very real. Methane is filling the atmosphere right now from oceans that are superheating, thawing formerly frozen methane deposits. The power structure is trying desperately to hide the damage that's already been done with climate engineering, while inflicting yet more damage, not just to the biosphere, but the entire web of life. And on that note, it's not just the trees, not just the biosphere dying, it's us, as I stated. Here's the headline. Doctors warn Brits with epidemic lingering hacking cough that is plaguing the nation. Quote, there's nothing we can do. From that report, doctors have been left powerless to help hundreds of thousands of people struck down by a vile hacking cough this winter. The lingering illness that seems to last for weeks cannot be treated with antibiotics. The sufferers are urged to just rest and get plenty of fluids. The report continues, doctors are now stressing to the public that there's virtually nothing they can do to help, as antibiotics have no effect on these viruses. Let's think about that statement for a minute. Why would an antibiotic have an effect on a virus in the first place? Is the public not awake enough to pick that one up? So what we have here is us inhaling incredibly inflammatory toxic materials into our respiratory systems, and we're all getting sick now, and we don't know, we have no way of knowing what biological testing may in fact be going on as well with these dispersions above our heads. A few more headlines. Various sources. Quote, nasty hacking cough that last week is plaguing Britain. Similar to the one I just read. Another one. How to beat the cough that is plaguing Queen Elizabeth and the rest of Britain. Another. Doctors warn Brits with epidemic lingering hacking cough. There's nothing they can do. Another. UK coughing flu plagues doctors reveal there's nothing we can do. Same thing. I mean, these are all similar. Thunderstorm asthma in Australia. Respiratory ailments off the charts in the US. On and on and on. Where do we go from here? We all have long since been passengers on a runaway train of anthropogenic decimation and destruction. A runaway juggernaut of planetary omnicide that's being led by the completely out of control military industrial complex. It's a cancerous construct that is built and maintained by the most fearful of our species, those that can only seem to fill the inadequacies in themselves by striving to gain total genocidal control over populations and the planet as a whole. This is the curse that is carried by those behind the curtain who pull the levers that determine who lives and who dies. Yet there's an aspect to the exponentially increasing global insanity that's even worse and even more perplexing and bewildering. In order for the clinically insane to effectively carry out their endless operations of global omnicide, they depend entirely on legions of the willfully blind order followers that seem to have no sense of conscience, virtue, honor, or morality. Legions of the unquestioning careerists that do whatever they are told so long as it produces a paycheck and a pension. All those that have not only accepted their power structure conditioning to be, quote, just another brick in the wall, but the order followers that enthusiastically embrace their role as a productive individual cell in the now fully metastasized cancer that's pushing life on Earth to what will very soon be an abrupt and horrific end if there's not a complete course correction by our species. The willfully blind flag wavers that tenaciously cling to the programmed tribalism that's so deeply ingrained in their psychological makeup. Those that embrace the groupthink herd mentality of my country is right and everyone else is wrong code that makes them feel good about supporting the criminal cabal that our government has long since become. Indeed, such individuals not only feel good about supporting a cancerous government, but they rejoice at being a part of it. This is unfortunately especially true for so many of our brothers and sisters in the military who have been given the most intense blind obedience training of all. How often do we see the waves of military recruiting commercials bombard our senses day in and day out on the power structure controlled corporate media? The we are good and anyone who does not agree with our might is right scenario is bad commercials. Even if populations all over the globe woke up and joined the fight for sanity, the fight for the greater good, if you will, where would we be if our military brothers and sisters don't do the same? Short of waking up within the ranks of the U.S. Armed Forces, mathematically speaking, the human race, and perhaps even most of all life on Earth, has no chance. The U.S. military machine of global and environmental decimation is larger than the next 10 militaries combined, and even now, the U.S. population seems all too willing to buy into the, quote, we must get them before they get us mantra of unbridled aggression. The willfully blind order followers take this false mantra to heart, even though they themselves are being poisoned by their own government and all the unimaginably corrupt criminal corporations that are truly running the government. Our foods are poisoned with pesticides, GMO frankenfoods. Our drinking water is spiked with massive amounts of neurotoxins in the form of fluoride. Our veins are injected with countless toxins and pathogens in the form of endless forced vaccinations. And finally, and most insidiously, the very air we breathe is being aggressively poisoned from the all-day, everyday, endless climate engineering, weather warfare, slash biological warfare that's being perpetrated by the very same criminal government and corporations that the blind flag wavers are clamoring to support. That's what blind patriotism is designed to do and to create, the unquestioning obedience of the masses and especially the military, even when their obedience is the primary causal force behind their own demise and the demise of their own children. The reality we've all known is disintegrating by the day. Whether you believe this or not is irrelevant. It won't change reality just because you don't believe in it. What will you do for the greater good while there's yet time for your efforts and your actions to matter, to make a difference. Open your eyes, make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.